Damian Speaker, please recognize Representative DeWitt for CCR to House Bill 1121.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1121 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to scenic rivers.
Representative DeWitt, you're recognized to explain your CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1121 allows the Scenic River Commission to expend existing funds in riparian areas in the drainage basin. Be happy to answer any questions.
Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Speaker, I have a question. I don't know how appropriate this is, since this bill originally dealt with fleet management, and now somehow it's dealing with the scenic rivers. Seems like that violates our rules, and could you help me out with that?
Representative Reynolds, are you inquiring about the germaneness of the CCR?
Mr. Speaker, if we need to take the time for me to go through the rule book, I will try to, or there may be someone that can assist me. This bill was about fleet management, and now it's about scenic rivers and those subjects. No one can consider them similar, and I believe that's a violation of our rules.
In reference to germaneness.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last word.
You are questioning the germaneness?
I guess that's if that's the appropriate thing to question, questioning a shuck bill or whatever.
Thank you, Representative Reynolds. House will come to order. Representative Reynolds, would you please state your point in a microphone, please?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe during this time of consideration, we're prevented from approaching you at the chair, so it would seem that you might be getting approached at the chair if you're on the telephone, so I hope that you take that into consideration.
Representative Reynolds, thank you for your point of order. Your point of order is well taken. Representative Hickman, for what purpose?
Mr. Speaker, I believe on page 64 of the rule book, point H says that the presiding officer may confer with the majority leader on items not pertaining to the point of order. If your conversation was with the floor leader, then your conversation was entirely in order.
That is exactly what the rule does say. Representative Wright, for what purpose?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for a motion.
State your motion.
I move to suspend House Rule 7.15A as it pertains to germaneness for CCR for HB 1121.
Members, the House will come to order. The Chair has not ruled yet on the germaneness of this issue, and so until a ruling is rendered, Representative Wright, I would consider your motion out of order. The House will stand at ease. Members, the House will come to order. House will come to order. Members, please let me have your attention. Take your seats or take your conversations outside. Representative Reynolds. Representative Reynolds. Thank you for your point of order. In determining the germaneness of a conference committee report under House Rule 7.15, the Chair has historically taken an inclusive approach and has not only taken into consideration the subject matter, members, having a hard time hearing. Representative Reynolds, I'm going to start all over. In determining the germaneness of a conference committee report under House Rule 7.15, yes? The Chair has historically taken an inclusive approach and has not only taken into consideration the subject matter of the engrossed bill or resolution, but also the subject matter of the Senate amendments to the House bill under consideration by the House. However, In this case, the subject of the CCR, which contains language governing expenditures of funds by the Scenic Rivers Commission, more likely than not, does not have a common, closely akin subject or purpose that is plainly visible to the subject matter contained in Engrossed House Bill 1121, which deals with reports to be made by the State Fleet Management Division. As such, it is a ruling of the chair that the conference committee report is not germane and is therefore out of order. Representative Offutt, for what purpose?
For a motion.
State your motion.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move that we suspend House rules as it pertains to germaneness.
That is a proper motion.
On House Bill 1121.
That is a proper motion. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote for suspension of the rules. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes aye. Representative Shoemake votes aye. Representative Treblecock votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Billy votes aye. Representative Williams votes aye. Representative Christian votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Declare the vote.
85 aye, 5 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the motion to suspend rules to have prevailed. Back on consideration of the conference committee report, are there additional questions on the CCR? Representative Reynolds for a question on the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, have we ever seen this language before? Is it some bill that the Senate screwed up or the House screwed up and it just got, the ball got dropped? Or is this brand new language being sprung on us here in the waning hours of the session?
No, I started this language and it didn't make it through.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
I'm sorry, what, Representative, what bill was that in?
As far as the number, I can't recall.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Mr. Speaker, I believe we also have a rule that if a language did not make it, then we can't consider it on the floor of the House. So we've suspended the rules for adopting the CCR, but I'm going to suggest now that if we're going to suspend the rules, we're going to have to suspend the rules against not hearing a bill that has previously failed.
It didn't fail.
I'm sorry.
It did not fail.
What happened? I'm sorry.
It did not get a hearing in committee.
Mr. Speaker, then that is failure because I have tried to offer amendments before on the floor of this body, and they said if you didn't even get a hearing in committee, you didn't get to put an amendment out there. So it's the same deal. And so I'll ask for that ruling.
House will stand at ease. Representative Blackwell, for what purpose?
Is this an appropriation bill?
Representative Blackwell, this is effectively a budget limitation bill.
Was it heard in the Appropriation Committee?
Representative Blackwell, the bill was assigned to A and B Committee and was signed out of GCCA.
How could a budget limitation bill be presented as a substantive bill in committee?
Senator Blackwell, for what purpose?
The original bill was Senate Bill 508. The Senate has no germaneness rule.
House will come to order. Representative Reynolds, for what purpose?
I don't believe Mr. Blackwell is the floor leader, so I think it's inappropriate for him to enter into the discussions right now that you're having with regards to my previous point.
Representative Reynolds, I think he was asking a point of information of the chair, which is permissible. House will come to order. Representative Reynolds, thank you for your point of order. Under the terms of House Rule 8.12, under terms of House Rules 8.12, a bill not reported from a House committee during general order cannot reappear on the House floor in the form of a main floor amendment. A conference committee report is not a floor amendment, and we are not in general order. Language effectively stuck in a House committee can be used in a conference committee substitute. Therefore, your point is not well taken. Additional questions on the conference committee report? Seeing none, Representative DeWitt moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adopting the conference committee report, please indicate by saying aye. All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1121 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to scenic rivers.
Representative DeWitt moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Fott votes aye. Representative Dank votes aye. Representative Bands votes aye. Representative Sanders votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Swartz votes aye. Representative Scott votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Jordan. Representative Denny. Representative Miller votes aye. Representative Peters votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, Representative Shelton, Representative Shannon, Representative Treblecock. Representative Denny votes aye. Declare the vote.
96 ayes, 0 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative DeWitt now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
96 ayes, 0 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.